Let's do it.
Can we start with how's Bailey?
Bailey's good. Bailey's locked up right now, and he's not happy about it.
We love seeing the pictures tweet of him.
Yeah, he's a good little guy. I'm enjoying it.
And for the record, I do not want to arm wrestle.
No, yeah. Well, that was, I think if I get him, like, I'm going to lose.
It wasn't my idea.
I'd be in a lot of trouble. Yeah.
After the season you had last year, may have been one of the best on the staff. Have you started lobbying Mills to maybe get that opening day start next year?
Absolutely. the way it works for me is I know that there's five guys. Wherever I'm going to fill in that spot is fine. I'm going to go out there every fifth day and do my job. And as far as Wandy and Myers and Happ, we got, right there. We don't know where the fifth spot's going to go, and still things could get chipped around. But I'm happy being where I am. As long as I'm in the rotation, I can help this team strive in the right direction and get wins is what it's all about. And I made a lot of strides myself personal last year. I need to make more as my career progresses. But at the end of the day, as long as I'm out there every fifth day and I'm healthy and I'm helping this team, that's what's going to make me happy.
Last season, you were pretty dominant in some games, but you seemed to hit a wall at times, sixth, seventh inning. What have you done to maybe get over that wall or break through that wall?
I think a lot of it's mental. I think of a lot, for me specifically, there's been times in the games where the bullpen gets hot and you start worrying about stuff that's going on down there, and people are shuffling, the phone's ringing, and you can hear it from the game out. And it's not always what you want. I want the belief in my manager, my pitching coach, that I'm going to pitch nine innings. Well, you have to earn that. You're going to get tabbed as a young guy for a long time. I don't think I'm that young guy anymore. And that's the role I need to fill in. I did make 31 starts, but I didn't get to 200 innings. And I think that's the number that Millsy and I have looked at. And he goes, if I am considered one of the best pitchers on the team, I need to be on the field and pitching deeper into ballgames. We don't need to necessarily go to the bullpen early in the games as much as he liked to last year, but I think that's something that we've talked about that he understands as well, that I need to be pitching deeper into games. Yes, you are going to get tired. Throwing 130 pitches is going to wire you out. Making 31 starts and being healthy is going to be a factor in that as well. But I think I really have the opportunity this year to prove that I can go 6, 7, 8, 9 innings this year. I think I only got to 8 probably 3 or 4 times. But once again, Oswald didn't do that in the beginning stage of his career. I don't think anybody really has. It's a fine line, and I think Nolan Ryan and what they're doing in Texas is really starting to prove that. So I'm excited for that opportunity. I think I'm in the best shape that I have been in a long time, and now I need to go out there and prove it.
Speaking of being in the best shape, I know you've been here part of the workouts going on through the winter for a little while. Is there anything you've seen here from some of the other guys that you're excited about?
Yeah, the guys work hard. That's one thing that I've never doubted this team about, the guys getting their work done. Obviously last year didn't go the way we wanted to, but nobody really backed off their working out and getting their stuff done, getting their work done. I am excited to see these young guys. I had an opportunity myself to hang out with Jared Cozart a bunch. He's been here. He's from Houston. We've gone to play golf a few times. We've eaten lunch and dinners together. I think he's got a good head on his shoulders. He has a huge bright side. Now that I am taking more of that veteran role, I guess it's my time to help the train tracks going forward. He was a little upset that he didn't get a big league invite, but I had to set him down and say, hey, we got a lot of guys. You're going to be here hopefully in no time. You need to go out there and earn that spot. And so, it's good to see that people want it. It's good to see that they have that burning desire. It's not an honor to say you're on the worst team in baseball, but to know that there's guys that are going to get here and they're going to want to help. They want to win. And knowing that every guy each and every day wants to win is a good feeling, not just showing up and giving up. So there's a lot of good things that are happening, and I think with everything, all the change that has been finished finally is going to be our fresh start, which is what we're looking for.
There's been a lot of discussion as the change has happened about you being a pivotal role of the club going forward. Are you feeling pressure from that? And if so, what are you doing with that?
I have been a little bit, but that's okay. Any jitters are good jitters as far as I'm concerned. With a new GM and a new owner, you don't really know where you stand. Basically, all they can go off is what you've done previously in your career. Like you said, I had a pretty good year last year, but I need to build on that and show them that I do want to stay in Houston for a long time, and I can be a real big part of that. I live here. I have my family here, my puppy, and things have been good. Where it takes me, I don't know. That's part of the business, as you guys all can understand. But if the opportunity presents itself to stay here a long time, I'd love to do that because this is what I've called home, and this is the team that gave me an opportunity in professional baseball to get here.
I read about the minor leagues, so I'm asking from that viewpoint. Are there any coaches or managers that you played with in the minors that particularly helped you in advancing?
I think there's a ton. Everybody gives you a little tidbit here and there. You take a little bit from each and every one. Every pitching coach I had all the way up got me something new. I remember specifically when I got drafted, I went to short season playing Tri-City, and Donnie Alexander was my pitching coach. I had to clean up my mechanics. They were terrible. I was too fast to the plate, could never be consistent. So I took, you know, he helped me do that. Stan Borowski in Double A helped me with my slider. The slider I still throw today, that's one of my bread and butters, has been the slider I got in Double A. Then when I'm sitting there in AAA and I have an opportunity to sit and talk to a Bert Hooten, it's an old school baseball. It's something a lot of us get nowadays. It's all about this new school baseball. Well, with Bert, you have a real opportunity to understand what the old game was and what and how it was played. You try not to deviate away, especially to make Bert upset. But like I said, I took a lot from each and every one. I think any kid in school is going to say the same thing. Some teachers are going to teach you something. You got to take the good things and kind of let the other ones slide away. But any good advice is what it's all about, and I've gotten plenty from all of my coaches along the way.
Now that you've had some success, kind of established yourself in the big leagues, do you look at expanding your arsenal of pitches? I mean, how do you go into that mindset of, you know, maybe do I start working on the changeup using that more? Or is it basically, I'm having success doing this, let's try to build on that and not worry about other stuff?
Absolutely. You know, the name of the game is a chess match. It's mm-hmm. me and the hitter, and the catcher's on my team, and I got guys behind me playing defense. But at the end of the day, yeah, I need to change some stuff up. I'm not going to give away all my secrets. There's things that I need to work on more and more this year and get better. As far as just picking up a new pitch, it's not that easy. You know, I've been playing Little League Baseball since a little kid. I've been doing the same things, the strength that I have.
Right.
But, yes, when you want to say you have a 10-year big league career, you're going to have to change some things. And I, specifically looking at Roy, he's done a lot of things over his career, mm-hmm. and that's one guy that I've always watched coming up. He wasn't the same guy he was in his first three, four, 5 years in Houston that he was in Philly, but he still had the same results. So, yes, playing the game is part of it, making those adjustments, new pitches, tinkering things here and there. Anything to fool the hitter is really what it's about. So I will be looking at some new things. I have Brocale, and he's been very good at that. And I think now LeVon Hernandez is a good guy to talk to. There's mm-hmm. there's going to be some guys there that are going to help me, and you're going to have to take these tidbits of information so I don't need you guys ruining them all for me. But my secrets, yes, I'm going to be
yeah.
working on some things to you know, sprain my horizons and change the game for me. Anything that helps.
One of my readers asked me, since this is Fan Fest, do you have a favorite fan moment?
Oh, man. I just think, you know, I really get to see the same faces. And knowing that people truly love the Astros is a lot of fun. I had an opportunity today after my signing. There's a nice, beautiful couple. They've been down to spring training the last 6 or 7 years, and they've been so fortunate and nice to me. There's another lady named Karen Menardis who claims that she's the team mom, and she's an absolute saint. It's just seeing the love that these people have for the game, especially here in Houston, is a lot of fun. So when I get to see the smiles on their face, it definitely puts one on mine.
Right, got one more? We good?
You got one.
I
that was too easy.
Thing.
You guys are easy.
All right, so there was a lot of talk, obviously, that it went away about the Astros changing their name. I was wondering, if you could choose any name you wanted for the team, what would you choose?
So hard. I've gotten that a couple times.
Gymnast
shades. Yeah, the
screaming
the,
yellow
the parakeets. I would just, you'd have to stay with a Texas team, so I think the Astro clearly would work, but I'd say something around the cowboy lines, or we'd have to do something cowboy, I guess. Just ranching, farmhand, I don't know. I don't want to name a team. I don't really want that job. So I'm kind of glad that they kept it to stay for now, so that's probably the best bet.
I know we're all excited about it, switching back to orange and blue at some point.
We'll see what happens. It will be interesting.